not telling the truth. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Robert Costello, a former fixer of one-time Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, is accusing Cohen of lying during testimony about reported hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels.
Michael Cohen told us that he was approached by Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and Stormy Daniels had negative information that she wanted to put in a lawsuit against Trump. So Michael Cohen decided on his own, that's what he told us, on his own, to see if he could take care of this.
Cohen told the grand jury he made the payment on behalf of former President Trump in response to Costello's comments. Cohen tells Fox if Bob Costello's comments were any more fantastical, he would be a best-selling fiction author. A number of Capitol rioters associated with the Oath Keepers learned their fate today.
Six members of the Oath Keepers group have been convicted of charges relating to the January 6th Capitol riot. Connie Meigs, Laura Steele, Sandra Parker, and William Isaacs were found guilty of conspiracy to obstruct the work of Congress. Two others, Benny Parker and Michael Green, were found guilty of illegally entering and remaining on Capitol grounds. But jurors deadlocked on or acquitted Parker and Green of more serious charges. The leader of the Oath Keeper group, Stuart Rhodes, and other group members have already been convicted of sedition. Jurors in this trial were shown messages from Rhodes calling for group members to fight that day. A former Oath Keeper testified the defendants were told by an Oath Keeper leader to go into the Capitol to stop the vote count.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden's issued his first veto of his presidency, blocking a Republican measure that bans the government from considering climate change or potential lawsuits or making investment decisions for retirement plans. Police in Arlington, Texas, near Dallas, say a student's been charged with capital murder after opening fire at Lamar High School this morning, killing one student and injuring another. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An American citizen is released after being held hostage in West Africa for 6 years.
Given the word that Jeffrey Woodkey had been released, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tweeted he is gratified and relieved to hear of the development. Woodkey was kidnapped from his home in Niger in late 2016 and forced at gunpoint into captivity. The Biden administration has not named the group responsible for holding Woodkey, but believe he, over 6 years, was moved many times to avoid being found. Woodkey's wife has reportedly been told he is in good condition. Precisely what led to his release and where he is currently has not been shared. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. CENTCOM commander says an ISIS group may strike a Western nation by this fall.
The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is about 6 months away from developing the capability to attack American and Western targets with little or no warning. This is the same group the Pentagon says is responsible for the suicide bombing in 2021 outside the airport in Kabul that killed more than a dozen U.S. service members and about 170 civilians. General Michael Kurilla issued the warning last week as Congress examines terrorist groups in Afghanistan after the Biden administration withdrew U.S. forces from the country in 2021.
Fox's Rich Edson. Humanity still has a chance to prevent the worst of climate change's future harms. That from a top United Nations panel of scientists. But they say doing so requires quickly slashing carbon pollution and fossil fuel use by 60% by 2035. The United Nations chief is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration and rich countries quitting coal, oil, and gas by 2040. Rick Pitino is back at the Big East Conference. St. John's has hired the Hall of Fame coach away from Iona University to replace Mike Anderson. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.